Praise God. Now, listen, church. Listen very, very well. Let's read 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Can we all stand up and pick it? Let me start my exhortation from there. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let it be our text. Let's read it together. Are we there? 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Shall we go? Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Let me read it. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Be seated. That is the whole purpose of this program. This is the whole purpose of this program. Give diligence. It is part of it. With all seriousness, diligence there connotes seriousness. It connotes careful seriousness. To make your calling and election sure. What does he mean by that? Many are called. Jesus himself said it. Many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen are God's elect. There are different types of calls. But the one that we are interested in is the call to eternity. Any other call, we end here. There are calls that he calls people just for service. Use them. After using them, he dumps them. But there is a call that he will call you, he will use you, and then he will reward you, and then give you eternal life again on top. That is the call I want. Praise God. And now, enter message believers around the world. Now, the question of this call, there is a quote that we hang on to that the evidence of the Holy Ghost is that you receive the message of your day. Let me tell you, even Satan is aware of the message of the day. It's more than that. To receive the message and say it is the evidence of the Holy Ghost, because it will take the Holy Ghost for you to recognize your day, the message for your day. People don't understand that statement William Branham made. And then they believe that just because they are now belonging to an enter message church and their heads are full of quotes and then they have pictures of all those things they do, then they say they are the bride. Yes, you are the bride, but there is the identification or qualification for the bride. Now, you must be sure that you qualify to be the bride of Jesus Christ. There is a spiritual marriage that is going on between the bridegroom and the bride, Christ and his church. Be sure that you are not a concubine. Be sure you are truly a wife to be the bride. How will you ensure? How? This is the index here. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, 29, and 30. Romans chapter 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. The call there is, come to me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But there's one interesting thing. Amen. Everyone that is anointed lays claim to a voice calling them. Even Sele, most senior apostle, had a voice. And please, don't just be saying that it is demon. Some of them is genuine call by God. Can I ask you, when that animal was talking to Prophet Balaam, was it by the anointing of the devil? An animal received genuine call from God to be used for a purpose at a given time. But after the animal was used to prophesy, to speak in tongue and interpret, and deliver correct message to a blind prophet, he continued going to eat his grass again. Was he a servant of God? Yes, he was a servant of God. So when you say, I am a servant of God, nobody disputes whether you are a servant of God or not. God is using me. God can use anybody, including a dumb ass. Do you know that God can use a madman on the street to give you a message? So God can use anybody, including mad people. And after he has given you the message, he will continue with his madness. Therefore, it is not enough because you hear a voice of God talking to you always. It's not enough because you see vision. It's not enough because you see angels all around you. He said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Because many are called. A few are choosing. Now, go to verse 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Listen, this is how it goes. This is where you check. Where you belong. This is where I'm reading it. This part of the scripture means so much to me. This is for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Your call that will take you to heaven has been determined before you were born. Your destination, how you will end before you were born, through a foreknowledge, God himself has determined and has a book of life with names written. There is a number that will go in the rapture. Their names have been written from the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1 tells also. Before the foundation of the world. So, how am I sure my name is there? We boast. I am in the number. Saved by grace. You are in the number. How do you know you are saved by grace? You are in that number. That's why I preach the message I titled Salvation by Assumption. Don't assume salvation. Be sure you are saved. Now, how? Praise the Lord. If he call you, your call is not the day he call you. Your call began before the foundation of the world. Through a foreknowledge, your name is written in the book of life of those who will be given eternal life. And this group, they are destined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now see the process. Through foreknowledge, you are predestinated. Your destination is determined before you began. Now verse 30. That's where the key is. Moreover, whom he did predestinate. Your destination has been determined before you started. they are those he called. Now, see where we are going. And whosoever, those whom he called, the first thing he does to them is they are justified. He will justify them. And those that he justified, they are the ones he will glorify. Let me break it down a little bit. What is it to be justified? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. What separated us from God was what happened in the Garden of Eden and brought death and brought us in the condition that we are in now. Sin was imputed to us. A curse that was placed on Adam passed on to generations up to this our generation and reduced us to what we are. This is not what God intended us to be. All therefore come under that curse. Praise the Lord. But God's mercy brought grace and justifies us. Justification is the estate that a believer stands before God, and God does something in you, around you, on you, concerning you, that makes you now stand justified as if you have never sinned before. Your sins are pardoned. The curse is broken. Your sins are remitted. And you stand before God as if you have never sinned before. And that action of justification is water baptism. The ordinance of water baptism. The process whereby you identify with the offer of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isaiah 53 says, who shall believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then he said in Mark chapter 16, we should go and preach to the whole world. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Praise the Lord. And he that believeth not, you are finished. You are condemned already. Justification, praise the Lord, is you, the estate that you, a sinner, acknowledging your sin and coming by the provided way. And that provided way is the cross through the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed that blood, and if you believe that it is for your sake, he went to the cross on Calvary. He died your death. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And that blood of Jesus Christ was shed for our sins to be remitted. The process of you accepting what he did on the cross on Calvary and identifying with it by repenting from your old ways and entering that water and coming out. As you come out of that water, you stand justified. Now, this is where I am going. Go to that verse 30 again. Verse 30 again. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Now, listen. There are people that claim they are called, but the truth is, God did not call you. Hallelujah. He didn't call you. Some people think going to church means answering the call of God. No. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will do something. Oh, glory be to God. If you heard his voice, if you actually heard his voice and you respond to it, he will do something. Praise God. Now, remember that the Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 44. Can we read it? John chapter 6, verse 44. He said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But the same Jesus said, You can never respond to that call unless the Father draw you. The mystery of salvation. Praise God. And how does the Father draw you to Him? He draws you first by causing you to listen to your condition. And then you will see that you will be convicted. You will be convinced. Yes, you will be convinced first. Then after you are convinced, then you will be convicted in your heart. Yes, I deserve death. And because you are convicted, then you begin to seek for mercy. That is the process. Such people, when they come to Christ, they are the ones that immediately He comes, He gives them eternal life. There are some people that follow. If you ask them, are they mountain of fire before? Are they Catholic before? I tire for there. I can't go choosing. From choosing, I can't go deeper life. I can't go deeper life first. From deeper, I can't come choosing. Now, one day, they hear some people for bush. Choco. Ah, they were making. I like the way they sing. Now I can't go there. I can't say, Kai, this place is good though. Now here will be my church now. Now them sabi dance past all of us. Because what brought him here is the music. Because what brought him is not God he was seeking. He's not responding to anything. They are the ones that come to church and there is nothing that has affected their life. Nothing will show that they are Christians other than the Bible they hold and maybe the song they sing. Nothing more. No. You are not the one I'm talking to. When you meet somebody who has met with God and feels convicted, they are the ones that appreciate grace. I should have been the one hanging on the cross there and dying. By the life I was living, I deserved to go to the lake of fire. I know how bad I was. But mercy. Mercy. Glory be to God. Mercy found me and told me there is hope. Amen. No, you will not die. Instead of you to die, I have made a way of escape for you. And you believe it and you accept it, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. The Bible describes it as the appropriation of our sins, the advocate. He is all and all. He is the Lamb of God that taketh away my sin. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is a sacrificial lamb. And then I was on my way to hell. And He came to make me pass over hell. He became the Passover lamb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I pass over from death to life. Into a newness of life. A relationship exists when you come to Him like that. A relationship flows when you come to Him like that. When you experience God's mercy. When you experience God's grace. When you understand it, you understand. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Upon that rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell are not prevailed. The rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Praise the Lord. He's my Redeemer. He's my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Life came to me through His blood. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He loves me so much that He offered Himself. While I was yet a sinner, He died and made a way for me. And then He called me now and showed me the provision He has made for me. Praise the Lord. Now, when He calls you like that, they are the only ones that will know correct water baptism. Because that is a process of justification. Don't be surprised that there are Jews, reverend doctors, bishops and archbishops names that you know all over the world, they know them, they are respected. But do you know that the process of justification, they don't know it? The process that the Bible has described, so that you will know why the Bible, everything that is that has salvation virtue in it, is coded. So that unless he, Christ, reveals it to you, you will never know. You'll just be a religious person. And so he told his disciples, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Blind people will carry you to the water. According to Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and with very holy and sanctimonious voice. And then even the dress they wear, say, you think they are angels that came down and put you. If, that is after even wasting your time for 6 months examination for baptismal school, baptismal class, and all that, you know. See. People don't know. The Bible says, verse 14 of John chapter 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, the children of Israel committed sin and serpent was biting them. Moses went to intercede for them. See the way of escape. Just make the brazen serpent and hang it on a pole. Anyone, tell the children of Israel, anyone serpent bite you, just if you can run to that pole and then and look up, you will see that serpent hanging there. He said, you will live, you will not die. In the present day denomination, they will tell you, you must climb that pole. If you don't climb that pole and touch it with money, you won't get it. I'm just telling you now. Salvation, God has made it easy. Just look and live, my brother. Live. He said, look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in His word. Hallelujah. He is only. Some people travel. Do you know that somebody flew from America, came here just to be baptized and went back to America? People travel from Zamfara to meet us in Akwanga just to be baptized. People travel from Calabar to come here just to be baptized. People travel. Where are these Chadians? Somebody from Chad. Christopher. Come now. You didn't come out here today. Eh? From Chad. Come now. From Chad. You didn't come out today. Did you come out? And you too. How many of you?
We are three.
Three of you.
One sister too.
The sister there. Come, sister. They are. You are Chadian by...
Yes, we are Chadians.
You are Chadians?
Yeah.
Not Igbo people living in Chad?
No, we are okay. Chadians.
Somebody say if you go to any village in the whole world and you don't see an Igbo man, run away. Nothing good is in that village. Igbo people, clap for yourself. Yes. Everywhere. You have conquered the whole world. Conquer the whole world. So that's why I thought you are Igbo people in Chad. You are original Chadians.
We are original Chadians.
And how did you come across us? No, okay, Bright Television.
Yeah. By searching.
You were searching?
Yeah. Looking at all what is happening around. That's how we came across the Bright TV.
And you were ministers in a church.
Mountain of Fire.
Mountain of Fire.
We left it.
You left?
Yes.
Why did you leave? Did I tell you to leave? Are you from Chad too? Oh, you are from Chad, but you don't know them. You are an Igbo man. You are an Igbo man living in Chad. I said it now. I said it. You see now. And you came 3 days journey
4 days.
4 days journey. You came 4 days journey to be baptized.
Yes.
4 days journey after they had the truth. God bless you. May you carry all the fire and go to Chad. Now they have started a thank church you, in Chad.
Yes, sir.
The church is growing now.
Yeah, we are growing.
The church is growing.
Yeah, we are growing.
In this present truth, in this message. Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands now for Jesus. Okay, I will see you before you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They caught it and here. Jews cannot see this simple revelation. Simple revelation. Why? Because unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to them it is not given. And it's not to be proud, because why will a doctorate degree holder not just decode a simple statement as go and do something in a name? Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Why are you not going to find out the name? And one of the Jews is a mathematician. And we know mathematicians for logic. They know how to decode equations. But this simple equation, they cannot solve it. Hallelujah. Because unto you it is given. That is why he said, if he is the one that call you, hallelujah, he by himself, he will justify you. He will let you know the process that your sin can be remitted. Because if your sin is not remitted, you can never go in the rapture. Because your sin, the benefit of the cross of Calvary is in twofold. The benefit of the cross on Calvary, number one, is that our sins are remitted. And secondly, there is a life in that blood. Hallelujah. That life strikes a sinner. It affects the conscience of the sinner. Praise the Lord. And the life that is in that blood is eternal life. It's the Holy Ghost. You see, I'm saying this. If there's anybody here, every program we have, already, the evangelists have reminded me that they must baptize today. Or they must baptize today. Or that I should not minister Holy Ghost until they baptize. Or because we know better. Amen. You came here for the purpose of your salvation. And this is the process of salvation. Verse 30 again. Verse 30. He justifies you if he's the one that calls you. And whom he justifies, if he's the one that justifies you, what will he do? They are the ones that he will glorify. Glorify, there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He will, and that is his finished work with you. That is the seal. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. It is the finished work of salvation. And that is the meaning of grace. Even now, the water is ready. Praise the Lord. The water is ready. Even now, the water is ready. This Holy Ghost program, listen, church. I have a grace that God has put upon me. I am not projecting myself. I want you to take what I'm saying seriously. That I'm not standing here with microphone and speaking presumptuously. Amen. There are people naturally, by their disposition, that if you come across them, you will never prosper if you are connected to them. There are people that when you are prospering, they don't like it, they are angry. Do you understand? Hallelujah. If you are working for them, you cannot wear new clothes. Come, where you get the money? Buy this kind of shoe. There will be problem. But there are also some people that when you get connected to them, you will begin to prosper. I am one of them. Hallelujah. When you are progressing, I am happy. And I'm happier if I know I am the one causing you to progress. That is me for you. Praise God. Therefore, if God is going to choose somebody that he will use for this revival, don't be surprised why he will choose me in this Ijesha. Another one, feeding another place, but for this Ijesha, na me. Praise God. Now, listen. Listen. Every potential you have, if you come across me, there is something about me that will discover that potential and encourage it. One thing I ask myself is, see a crazy here. She don't go school. Me, I go school. Why God not give me that gift? He can't give person when no go school. Now, can't you see that it means there is something about you that is better than me, that can handle that gift better than me with all my education by God's own wisdom? I recognize it. Praise God. And I encourage you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anywhere you go, this is me. I want you to know why God used me to raise ministries and ministers. Enter message. Even when I was working, I was at the age of 26, I was already a flight lieutenant, what you call captain, in the Air Force. And I was working with, in my department, with the soldiers working with me. I discover any time, you know, about few of them, they speak good English. When they write memo to me, they write very well. One day I call them, I say, come. Don't you have papers? They say, yes. I just asked them, let me see your documents. I saw the papers. They all had their GCE and had their... I said, look, I am an officer today, your boss, because I went to school. If you go to school, you also hang the same rank with me. Why are you not enhancing yourself? Oga, the former officer, wait there here. No green man. Try. They no green. Do you want to go? Okay. Between now and so, get admission. I am your Oga. I will release you. And all of them became officers later on. University of Calabar, University of this, University of that. And I have joy. They were not going to get it for me. Praise God. I am saying this. That is why God picked me. Church, if you have any grace in you, and you come across me, that grace must manifest. Now, listen, church. This is the generality of the problem that come to this ministry. As I have found out. When you receive the Holy Ghost, there must be a gift. A gift must flow. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. Go to Joel again, chapter 2 first. Let's read Joel chapter 2 first. Verse 28 and 29. And it shall come to pass afterward, that is a prophecy that was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall do what? Now, first and foremost, he will pour the Spirit first upon you. When he releases the Holy Ghost, then there will be a manifestation. Your sons and your daughters shall do what? They shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, prophetic dreams. And your young men shall see visions. Visions. Praise the Lord. What Joel is actually saying is that when you receive the Holy Ghost, this will be the manifestation. On Sunday, I told you that the evidence of the Holy Ghost is twofold, and we looked at the other fold of the fruit of the Spirit. And I promise, I said today we shall look at the other one, the manifestation, which is the gifts. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, then says that, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone, every man, to profit without. Manifestation. The manifestation there. If you have received the Holy Ghost, how will people looking at you know you have received the Holy Ghost? The Holy Spirit that lives in you will manifest. I was very excited when that Thursday afternoon, I was standing in my bedroom doing something else when the Lord began to minister to me that I should put the theme of this June program, the manifestation of the Spirit. And he added there, I heard it clearly, every joint must supply. Hallelujah. You know, Ephesians chapter 4 says, every joint supply it. This one he added must. And what comes to my mind is, God is about to do a move. He's about to move among his people. And the way God moves is by these manifestations. If you have the Holy Spirit, there will be a manifestation. Those manifestations is the gifts. The gifts, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse 9. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts is plural. S is there. Gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. And this is the way he ended it. But all these nine spiritual gifts, worketh that one and the self same Spirit, the same Holy Ghost, divided to every man severally as he will. The manifestation of the Spirit. Tell your neighbor the manifestation of the Spirit. Tap your neighbor. I want you to catch something. I want to catch something. Praise God. Praise the Lord. What I've observed by people that have come to this ministry, I have observed is that see potentials. You have received the Holy Ghost. Many of you have received the Holy Ghost in your former settings, in the churches you belonged, even including intermediate churches. But the environment you found yourself rendered the manifestation redundant. God wants to bring it out now. How many people understand what I'm saying? Thank you. Listen. When you go out now, if you look at it, you know, on a dry ground, dry, there will be no grass. But do you know that as soon as you begin to pour water there, on that ground, as soon as you begin to pour water there, after some days, you begin to see, you know, some grass is choking out. But you didn't plant it there. All you needed was to pour water because it has already been there. It was just waiting for rain. And that rain will fall in this program. There are some of these gifts that you are born with. You were born with it from your mother's womb. You came out with it. But you could not manifest it because when you try to manifest it, they will tell you you are possessed. There are some churches that you cannot fall under anointing. And some manifestation of the Spirit must knock you on the ground first. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me quickly add, I am praying that God will give us the opportunity to, you know, for me to have a minister's meeting and teach you certain things. You know why I will teach you? Because I am experienced. I have experience to share with you. The gifts of the Holy Ghost can be a serious blessing if it is properly harnessed. But it is also the easiest way for Satan to enter a church. If the pastor is not well schooled, and a particular gift is the one that always Satan comes through, it is the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy. A blind pastor, I say blind, a familiar spirit will enter there. And before you know what, they will be setting your church in order by prophecy. Thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord to my servant, thus said the Lord to my servant. And it's always instruction. Thus said the Lord. And then, no pastor should boast and say we have gifts in our church until these 9 gifts are available. No pastor should say, I have gifts in my church, because people are falling under anointing and prophesying. Thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord. Is there only one gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12? Why is everybody, thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord? Hey! Hey! Before you know what, one sister, where the eye, one brother, she will enter spirit. Thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord. And then, you see, said that brother, they go near one sister. And she's there interested. He will use prophecy to scatter it. Thus said the Lord to my son, Joseph. There are many Josephs now. There are many Josephs in this hall here now. There are many Josephs here now. Is there only one Joseph in this hall? Thus said the Lord to my son Joseph, where you are going, I didn't give you. And you know that a pastor will use that to stop a relationship because there's prophecy. Praise God. When the gift started, we were always having programs to teach them how to operate. Teach them how to operate. Amen. Amen. If it is the, if you see people, somebody under anointing, violent, hey, this is how we know it's Holy Ghost or it's not Holy Ghost. If I come and touch you, I say peace, receive peace in Jesus' name. And you ga. Na lie, na demon. A demon, no, a demon. I will just immediately say, God's will, carry her for deliverance. Deliverance. I've said this several times. Satan will use that gift and scatter this prophetic gift. Prophecy. Thus, there's one church that I know at Shomolu. The only gift they have is, thus said the Lord, and all that they are prophesying is to the man of God. My servant, I have raised you. You'll be the voice to this generation. My servant. Hey, my people, listen to him. Hey, my people, listen to him. Listen to him. That spirit was in this church. Every time. Thus said the Lord to my servant Moses, I have raised you. Every service, I want to say, shut up. I said, shut up. Am I the only servant of God in this church? Don't we believe in fivefold ministry again? Why am I the only one you are prophesying? My servant. So that I will say, you're a gifted sister. You're a gifted brother. I'm wiser than that. That is why gift has never scattered this church. And it will never scatter. It's too late now. We are 17 years old now. And we are operating the gift. It never scattered when we want to start. Now when we don't root, now you go come. Praise the Lord. Yes, Apostle Paul said we should desire prophecy. But listen, church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Open it. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 1, 2, and 3 also. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. But rather that you may prophesy. Verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understanding him, how be it in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. See where I am going? This is where I am going. Verse 3. This is what prophecy must achieve. If it doesn't achieve any of these three things, it is not from God. But he that prophesieth, speaketh unto men, to what? Edification, and what? Exhortation, and what? Comfort. It must edify. Hallelujah. It must exhort. It must comfort you. When somebody will stand up and say, thus say the Lord, and begin to tell you, who will I call now? Hey, thus said the Lord to my servant Ahab, you are married, your wife is a witch. All the gifted people, men and women in this church, you know, it's a capital offense to give any couple revelation that scatter the home. We will scatter you also here if we find out. If a wife, if God even show you something, God gives wisdom to how to give the revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have experience enough to watch you and know where you are going and where it will end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody that say he prophesy. Now, why is everybody prophesying? What are we healing? Where is the healing now? Oh, praise the Lord. Where is the working of miracle now? Hallelujah. Where is it? Where is the word of knowledge? Where is the word of wisdom? Praise the Lord. So please, if your church is only thus said the Lord, no gift yet. Before you say there are gifts in my church, that is no gift. Lie. No gift. And to tell you, to prove to you that it is no gift, all those people will be prophesying to you is instruction. Instruction. Thus said the Lord to my servant, go and do this. Go and do this. Go and do this. Before anybody will prophesy to me to go and do something, I have known that anytime you say something, they come to pass. Praise the Lord. Because I am a pastor that know the Bible. Nobody gives me prophecy anyhow in Bride Assembly. When God won't catch you, you will come give me revelation where you will come put date. I go just hold on. Father, time to confirm this spirit when they talk. And if it doesn't come to pass, when I finish with you, you won't be able to even spell your name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you now, because when we talk about gift, everybody wants to prophesy. Because people who prophesy, they always receive favor. So everybody tends to be going that side. Prophecy. There was a time in this church, as soon as one prophet picked one man, as soon as one prophet picked one man and say, you are a big importer. In fact, six of your containers are there now. Before you know what, another will say, Pastor, I want to confirm something for him. As he was giving you message, before you know, another one will come again. I want to confirm what he said. And then I will be laughing behind. I say, see them. Then those who will meet him after service, they are there. As they go, feeling, one will go stop up for moto. As you were, brother, you need prayer in your house. What I saw, you need 3 days vigil. The Lord said I should come to your house and pray. What did they find? Food to eat. So when I did, Pastor, I have a confirmation. I said, you don't do. Now only him, they enter spirit, see other people, they sit down. Why if he said only this one? But even now, one poor one they give, you're not going to see confirmation, anything. Gifted people are the most carnal people. If you don't hold them, because Satan can manipulate it and use that gift and rubbish that ministry. I'm speaking authoritatively. How about 17 years experience? It's not small experience now. If it's in a civil service, I've already been thinking of retirement, isn't it? But let me tell you this. You are here and there is a gift. Any of these 9 spiritual gifts, after this program, in fact, during this program, that gift will burst out. I said that gift will burst out. There is nobody that passes me that you have a gift that I will not see it. None. And there's nobody that has a gift and you sit down under this ministry that gift will not come up. It must come up. It must come up. And there are more gifted people in this church than the ones you know. Sitting by your side now, you don't know. With powerful healing gifts. Powerful healing gifts. Deliverance, serious deliverance gifts. Now, some of you have these manifestations, but you don't understand. Through this program, you will understand it. I say you will understand it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Then some of you now, it is the enemy that manipulated it. I have ministered here several times and God will show me a hand that places on somebody's hand and I'll be wondering, what is it? What does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? Praise the Lord. Listen, nobody can come take it and everybody fall. Everybody cannot fall down. Me, I'm not a fall down anointing. And if they do, you don't fall, they will come back. They'll push you not fall, then they will look at you one kind. Something is wrong with this one. Take it, the rest of you. Until some, may they not say something wrong with them, they go fall down, even though nothing push them. In the interest of peace. And please, falling down is not among the gifts. Do you understand me now? Give the brother, come out. Because if they fall under anointing, if they fall under anointing, you say, go stand up. Yeah, they fall under anointing. I'm gifted. What is the gift? Falling under anointing. Let me tell you the reason why you fall under anointing. The reason why people fall under anointing is because you are light in the spirit. And once your spirit contacts the supernatural, it reacts. It's normal. And don't say, I am possessed. That's why somebody is falling down. Yes. Yeah, there are some that is the spirit inside of them that is manifesting. But once you are sure that you don't have any spirit disturbing you, but anytime service, the atmosphere changes and then an anointing comes upon you, you can't hold yourself, you fall down, don't think that anything is wrong with you. Sometimes God uses you to let people like me, when they see like that, to know that He's around, to increase my faith. Maybe I'm not taken serious because I don't see anything now. Then what I see somebody fall down, I will say, you don't come. Father, remember me too. Papa, remember me. I need money. And some are lighter than others. And also, depending on the gift, your gift is also determined by your spiritual makeup. My spiritual makeup. Those who see vision anyhow, it is because their spirit man is very, very sensitive. And they also enter trouble easier than us. Because in the past, if there is any witch, their spirit will contact the witch. And the witch will fight back. Why they look at me? But I pass now. You know, he knows say I don't see him. But as they pass, you go finish. Look, you say, oh. He will say, This one passed. Now you they see him. He will throw away something on you. Gifted people, then they suffer. Those with their light in the spirit, then they suffer. And they face, and they do deliverance for them every time. Inside bus, they go pick something. For their sleep, they go pick something. In the compound there, the witches there, they know say, now you go see them. So they continue to attack you because they know say you go see them. Especially you, when they see you know they keep quiet. They'll finish you every time. So now, and when and then the Bible speaks about different manifestations, different operations, different administration, but the same spirit. Praise the Lord. Now you discover that Joel 2:28, where he says the young ones receive visions. He included vision. And the old man will dream dreams. But when Apostle Paul come to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he was listing them. He didn't mention vision. He didn't mention dream. He only said word of knowledge. The word of knowledge there is the ability to know something. Vision is the ability to know something. Dream is the ability to know something. So he grouped them all under the word of knowledge, which comes in four different ways. By vision. By audible voice. You can hear a voice. Some of you hear voices. By dream. Or by an inspiration. An inspiration. Like my brother was explaining to me earlier in the day, how that his ministry, and all of a sudden, he finds himself standing before somebody. He said he didn't see a vision, he didn't hear a voice, but he found himself just knowing something. Say, you are this, you are from here, you are from this. And then when he finished, and the person is confirming it, and then he's wondering, but I didn't see vision, but what I said all was correct. That is by inspiration. It comes like a thought, but it's not an ordinary thought. It's very loud and clear thought. So the word of knowledge includes audible voice. And those of you who will have audible voice, hear audible voice, when the anointing will come upon you and God wants to use your ear, it will start first by walking in that ear. You either hear breeze, fire, something hot inside, something that he will do to clear that ear, to get you used to him using that ear. Later on, that thing will become a sign. That when you are going anywhere and you begin to hear your ear doing that thing, then you will know, the Spirit is about to talk to me. It calls your attention, and then if you are somewhere, you change the place to hear what he will tell you. The same thing with the healing gift. The healing gift, when it wants to come on you, it will come with some sensation, fire. You feel hot, vibration. All over you, your hand. Once that hand, that sign comes, Anybody sick around you, you place that hand. No matter what the sickness is, there will be healing. So some of you, you will see that vibration then. But when it's going to start, it's normally very violent. It's normally very uncomfortable. I'll be wondering, what is this? Now you are sitting there in the bus, fire everywhere, everywhere. So you'll be complaining, what is this now? For some time, then you get used to it. After some time, whenever God wants to use you to heal somebody, you begin to feel the sign. And then you can ask confidently, is there anybody sick here? How do you know? The sign. You can tell someone, God wants to heal you. If you place that hand on that person, I say, no matter what the sickness is, the person will receive healing. It is a gift. That's why I call it gifts of healing, because they operate in diverse ways. Praise the Lord. Those of you that will begin to see vision, when it will start on you like this, you will feel some sensation in your eye. Sometimes it is tears that will come out of that eye. Sometimes it is, just as if some scales want to remove from your eye. And when it is starting initially, it will be so uncomfortable. You'll be rubbing it with your hand, rubbing it. What is this now? What is this now? I'm telling you, because when I tell you stand up now and I make that ministration, all these things I'm saying, it will manifest. You will see it here, here, here. So that you will not be worried. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That is for the eye. Then, before you know what, the vision will break forth. So, when you get used to that, anywhere you are, and you begin to see that sensation. Some of you who enter trance, there is another realm of vision that we call the trance. Where, now, trance comes in a way that it takes away, it saps your energy out momentarily. You feel as if you want to sleep. You feel very weak. It's an unusual. Anywhere, it can happen anywhere. Until the message is over, then you come back to yourself. So you will not know. When you begin to feel weak like that, then you will know. I'm saying things nobody can explain, the various manifestations of the Spirit. Those who prophesy, thus said the Lord, you'll be feeling as if you want to vomit. Your stomach will do bloop, 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 or your throat. As if something wants to choke you. Before you know what, the thing will burst out. Thus said the Lord. Praise God. Those of you who have the speaking in tongue, there is a tongue speaking in tongue. Always. It ends up for intercessors. It is one that has the ministry of intercession that operates that gift of speaking in tongues. Forget this one, Pentecostals, they make nyanga with. Once God wants to use you to solve a problem anywhere, sometimes you don't even know what you are solving, the anointing will just come upon you. And then you just find yourself speaking in tongue. Or you are worshiping, and before you know what, you are in the spirit and worshiping God like that in tongues. Praise the Lord. Can I take any question on that? Yes, at the back there. Come forward. You put up your hand. Yeah, come forward.
Shalom, church. I want to ask a question. Is it possible for you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit without the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
Without the fruit. Yes. If you are a borrowed vessel, you will have only the gift. If you are a borrowed vessel, you will have only the gift without the fruit. But if you are not a borrowed vessel, then you will have both the fruit and the gift. And that is what I expect every one of us to have. Both the gift and the fruit of the Spirit. They are all manifestation of the Spirit. Yes? Okay.
Sir, please, I want to know the difference between word of knowledge and word of wisdom.
what wisdom is wisdom? See, there are two gifts. I mean, among those nine gifts, there is discernment, and there is the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom there is in the church to solve problems, for counseling.
Okay.
Now, discernment is there so that the minister can know which spirit is in operation when gifts are in operation. That is the gift of discernment. It's discernment of spirits. If you are saying, Thus said the Lord, God has given me the grace to know which spirit is speaking. Me, I don't know. And that is what helps every pastor. Every pastor should pray, should have that, when you have these gifts, so that you will know whether it is God talking or it's a familiar spirit trying to enter among you. God bless you. Yes.
Sir, I wanted to ask, is it possible,
talk to my mom.
Is it possible for you to pray and receive all the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Discernment, healing.
He said he's the one that giveth severally as he wills. So yes, some have five, some have two, some have one. It's possible to have more than one. Yes. Okay, can that young man talk now?
Sir, I know of a gift of speaking in tongues.
Yep.
As a sign. And the diversity of tongues as a gift. Sir, please explain.
As what? Diversity of tongues as what?
A gift.
Yes.
And the gift of speaking in an unknown tongue
as a sign. Where do you see it as a sign?
In Mark chapter 16.
Huh?
In Mark chapter 16.
Oh. So that means healing too. If you quote Mark chapter 16, healing too is a sign.
That in the gift, they said the gifts, there is S in that gift of
yes.
healing.
Of healing.
But the other one is laying hands on the sick and they are healed.
You say it's a sign.
As a sign. Because if you go through the Bible, people that received the Holy Spirit spoke in an unknown tongue.
So, sorry, what is your question?
My question is, I want to know whether speaking in tongue is an evidence. It's an evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
I said it's a manifestation of the Spirit. It's not me saying it. It's in the Bible. Apostle Paul told us, we just read it. There are gifts. What is a gift? It's a manifestation. Verse 7 said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit without. And what is the manifestation? Then he lists the gifts. It is a spirit that dwells in you that manifests in those gifts.
Sir, I have a second question.
Now, this is where I taught you we are going. The sign. Yes, the speaking in tongue that happened on the day of Pentecost is different from speaking in tongue that we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The speaking in tongue that you saw in Acts chapter 2, they were speaking in tongue, but everyone that was hearing them speak in tongue, everyone that will say, I'll be speaking in tongue, it's an unknown tongue to me, but you hearing me, five of you here, five different languages, I am speaking in tongue, you are hearing your own different language, including you. But I'm only saying something, but you are hearing your own language, and that was why everybody was surprised. Why? It was fulfilling Isaiah chapter 28. Can we read it? From verse 8. This is the way he went about it. But where we are going is verse 12, 11 and 12. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk, and drawn from the breast. I've explained this verse several times before. Verse 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Verse 11. Then he said, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people, to whom he said, this is the rest, which is grace, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is a refreshing, yet they will not hear. Because if they had it, they would have repented on the day of Pentecost. This scripture was fulfilled. With stammering lips and with another tongue, it was a sign for the ushering in of grace. But after that, it was no longer that type of sign. The only time again that it happened was in the house of Cornelius, because the gospel was now going to the Gentiles. And while Peter yet spake, he began to speak in tongue. And Peter could say, these people have received the same spirit we have received. What stops us from baptizing them? It means the same manifestation they had on the day of Pentecost was the same thing they saw in the house of Cornelius. But later on, it became a gift. And everybody cannot all speak in tongue. Apostle Paul taught us that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. God bless you. A question from the Netherlands. Dear Pastor, please, what is the evidence of manifestation of gift of word of wisdom and gift of faith? Word of wisdom, I have said it, that it is for solving problem, for counseling. When you meet a minister that has that gift of the word of wisdom, when they bring matter before him, there is an extra wisdom God gives him that solves the problem. The people live satisfied. It is for the body. It's a body gift. It's a body gift. Because there must be problems within the church. God set it for counseling their counselors. Now the gift of faith. Now this is how the gift of faith. The gift of faith there is comes with a boldness. You did not hear any voice. You did not see any vision. But something just in you tells you it is possible. And you go in that strength. And please, every gift is first quickened. And there must be the right atmosphere before that gift will be activated. Forget this Pentecostal rasmata, where they will, you know, where they are going, Sara Mama Sotoro, and they sing in it. Soro say re 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 ru ru ra ta ra ra. Say what I do, say I'm singing in tongues. So ru ru ru, you know, all those nonsense. If you have the gift of tongue, the atmosphere must be right. The condition must be right. So also, something provokes that action that the person may die, and you suddenly something comes and say, no, he must come back, and he's not saying it presumptuously. He goes. Because there is something there, that boldness is quickened. Now, by God's grace, almost all of these gifts, God has caused me to operate it. That's why I am teaching it. This gift of faith is one thing very common with me. Very common, very, very common with me. When it comes upon me, if I speak, it must come to pass. And it's not always. The condition must be right. Sometimes somebody is talking, those of you who have maybe come for counseling before me, tell me your problem. Sometimes you're just speaking and all of a sudden something will come up. I will stand up from my seat and say, come this way, this nonsense must stop. And chap, the thing will just go. And somebody has died before and I said, no. You must come back to life. If you don't come back to life, I will not minister again. And the person came back to life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. you know, but it's not always. The condition has to be right. When I go to see somebody in the hospital, a sister in the choir that was going, Dayo, Prophet Dayo was the leader of the group. They were in the hospital all night. And then, you know, as soon as I went with my wife, as soon as I entered the ward, there was a boldness. That thing came up. And everybody was around the bed, and I told the doctor, and I told everybody, give chance. I didn't come to greet this girl. I came to take her home. And I said, as I placed my handkerchief upon this girl, she will come back to life. Everybody gave still. Prophet Dayo, you were there that day. And my wife was there. We went together. As soon as I placed the handkerchief on her, she came back to life. Praise the Lord. But, so don't say somebody don't die. Pastor, come. If I come, I go pray for money tonight. Nothing will happen. Unless that thing, you know, it's quickened. I think we went to the camp one time. Which group went to the camp one time? And then from the sister's side, a particular sister was, you know, fainted, dying, and was going. And that is why you will see all the gifted people lose faith. So we are crying. So we are this. And they called me and said they should bring her to my own room at Assemblies of God camp. And then they carry and prove, so we are crying, so we are doing this. Then die, go. And I told them, shut up. The thing came on me. That's what I'm trying to say. I stood up, I said, place this girl on my bed and she will come back to life. And they placed her on the bed and she came back to life. That is faith in action. Brother Aginus in the U.S., you asked me one time. He said, Brother Moses, are you not afraid that he said that you saw something, you had something, when you say, you stand up, now, you will walk. Now. I said, no, it's a gift of faith. When it comes upon me and I tell you, this will happen, it will happen. Praise God. But something quicken it. Either the condition of the person moves you. The condition of the person maybe moves you. By the time you hear the story, it moves you. And that faith is much. I'm telling you, it is much. That I have had caused the same way as that same feeling will come. It will make you do some real wild things to solve a problem. That I emptied my bank account to solve a sister's problem. And as soon as I released the money to her, peace came upon me. It's faith that will make you empty your account when you hear somebody's problem. But another person will come. Lila, you know, go move. Lila say, well, sister, I'm going to pray for you now. What will be your name? I'm going to pray for you now. Don't worry, God will do it. If you disturb me too much, I say, Jerry, say, call Jayola for me. I think you need a prophet. Make it come up for my side. Praise God. That is it, the brother from Netherlands that sent that question. Yes?
Okay, I'm so blessed to be here today. After close to 3 years of following the message on air.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
I came all the way from Cameroon. So,
clap your hands now, my brother from Cameroon.
So, getting the message, we recently started a prayer meeting. And by the grace of God, I am the one helping.
Amen.
And sir, one woman in our group is having, he had an experience in which she came to me and I tried to explain to her, but I am not really satisfied. She was watching your administration.
Yes.
And she had an experience. She fell down and then her body was cold. So when she asked me what was happening, I said, I tried to tell her that she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which I was very convinced. So, after some time again, she had that very experience again. When she was worshiping alongside with, as we were worshiping here, she was worshiping online.
In her room.
Yes, and she had the same experience. And then, she now asked me again, say she had that same very experience. Then I was trying to explain to her that maybe she's just light in the spirit. Since she has just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, she's just light. Maybe the experience can be repeating. So I want you to throw more light. What could...
Yeah, you are correct. See, William Branham was the one that told us that contrary to Pentecostalism, attaching so much sensation to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that you can also receive the Holy Ghost without sensation. That means somebody looking at you will not know something has happened to you, because you didn't fall, you didn't shake, but you can stay and something can happen to you that only you will know. Sometimes it is just a peace that just sweep across you like that. And sometimes it is like ice water. Cold water just pass through you like that. It's a sensation. It is also the receiving of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can receive the Holy Ghost. And so, yes, that is the Holy Ghost experience she's having.
Thank you very much, sir.
You are correct. Pastor who? You are Pastor who?
Brother Gibbet, sir.
Why are you afraid of answering, Pastor? Yes.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Sir, you say something about when someone has a gift, and mostly healing gifts, when that person prays for somebody. But I've seen in a situation where someone has, and you'll be feeling those situations in your hand, and when the person prays for that person, the person will not receive healing. So I want to know why. And even secondly, when the person that have a prophetic gift, your eyes begin to hurt you or something, at the end, the person will not see anything. Even here too. So all those things, I want to know why.
I said, when he's introducing himself to you, that is the manifestations you'll be seeing. After some time, you will get used to that sensation and the gift will begin to operate in that area.
But sir, what if you went to be in that area, if someone that is sick, when you went and prayed with that person, that's the person...
No, you don't understand. If suddenly you begin to feel that sensation, maybe for the first time today, there's no healing gift yet. It is a sensation, it is God will be manifesting. You'll be feeling this, you'll be feeling that, you'll be feeling headache, you'll be feeling like vomiting, you'll be feeling like a stomach is turning. It is trying to get used to this presence around you. After some time, that sensation will become a sign. Each time it happens, you can ask, especially the one in the hand, you can ask, who is sick here? If you lay hand on the person, now, by healing, when you lay hand upon a sick person, the person can receive healing instantly there. Some, it is after some time, by the time he leaves and goes home. Sometimes, even when you pray for a sick person, the sickness gets worse. But after some time, it is that spirit battling to leave the person. It must go. If that hand, under that anointing, was placed, something must happen. Yes.
Shalom.
You know, when you come to altar, somebody, they want to say, they go now. Do you know how God will give those ones Holy Ghost? Then go roll for ground. Hey. The Spirit will roll all of them. Make you know, say, humble yourself first, if I can use you. Go humble. When you finish, say, hey. You could vex. Which kind of thing happen like this? I can't church. Which kind? So, you know those that come with dancing? There are those that are too gentle, psychedelic, during worship. When people like Kingsley, they are dancing upriver dance. You know, those ones, they will never go beyond this. You know. The day they are all will come. Push everybody. We push everybody. That's how God does it. He will first deal with one aspect that will hinder his moving on you. Remove it all until you will be a beggar. Okay, Father, let me not be falling down. Okay, Father, they go to church today. My bottom box are wear, so Father, don't make no spot today. Yield yourself. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Gloire à Dieu. C'est français, moi je veux parler parce qu'elle a quitté le Bénin, République du Bénin.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, pasteur.
Ok, aide interprète. Mon ami, viens ici, viens ici. Merci, merci, merci beaucoup. Fly on.
Gloire à Dieu. Ce que je vais poser comme question.
Question I want to ask is as follow.
Quand le message est en train de partir,
when you were preaching,
le pasteur a dit,
pastor said,
que si quelqu'un est prophète,
when somebody is a prophet,
et il donne les messages et on ne voit pas l'accomplissement,
and then when he give message and they don't see the accomplishment,
que cela ne vient pas de Dieu,
and that means it does not come from God.
Mais ce que moi je vais poser comme question.
The question I want to ask is as this.
Par exemple, mon cas.
For example.
Quand notre pasteur il a reçu le message ici.
When our pastor received the message here.
Il a amené ça au Bénin là-bas.
And then he came to Benin Republic.
Nous tous on a commencé.
And then we all started with him.
Et quand on a prié pour le Saint-Esprit, on a fait le baptême, on a prié pour le Saint-Esprit fini.
We prayed to receive the Holy Spirit and we were baptized.
C'est comme ça dans ma maison que ça m'a commencé. J'ai commencé par faire les rêves et par voir les choses.
It started in my house and then I started dreaming and I was seeing things.
Et si en cet instant, dans le message, c'est comme ça textuellement ça manifeste.
And anytime I give the message and it come to pass exactly.
Mais ça est venu un temps.
The time came.
Je vois textuellement comme je voyais avant.
And I started seeing things exactly the way they were.
Mais on ne voit pas le résultat.
But we don't see result.
C'est ça que je vais demander. Est-ce que ce n'est pas l'esprit de Dieu ou bien comment?
That's what I'm asking. Is it the spirit of God or another thing?
After some time, you will prophesy it will not come to pass.
Yes.
But initially it was coming to pass.
Yes.
Now it's not coming to pass.
Yes, sir.
Something is wrong with the gift.
Il y a quelque chose se passe erroné.
We should be sincere with the gifts we operate.
Soyons sincères avec les talents que nous opérons.
If you know that there is a particular voice that speaks to you,
si tu reconnais qu'il y a une voix qui t'adresse à toi,
each time you speak, the thing comes to pass.
Et toute fois que tu parles, ça se manifeste.
And the same voice now speaks and it doesn't come to pass.
Et si la même voix maintenant parle, ça ne se manifeste pas.
You should be sincere to go for deliverance.
Donc maintenant tu dois être sincère d'aller à la délivrance.
A wrong spirit has entered that channel.
Cela veut dire un autre esprit est entré.
Go for deliverance fast.
Va à la délivrance rapidement.
Amen.
You don't do. One here, one there. The rest, tomorrow we continue. Yes?
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
Yes, sir. My question is about this hearing and the seeing. My question is, for some times now, there's something I will hear from this right of my ear. And sometimes I will dream, I will see the thing come true. Sometimes I will hear it. Before 2 or 3 minutes, I will see the thing come. But some like 2 or 3 weeks now. I don't used to hear again. So my question is, what can I do to be hearing and listening?
Be in this program. That's why we organize the program now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Be in this program.
Yeah, no.
Every gift you have can be attacked. Take note of that. That's why you watch that gift, watch it by praying and making sure you are sensitive to judge what is happening around you, around that gift. Very, very important. And why Satan messes up gifted people is that many of them depend more on their gifts than the Bible. You see, you need to study the word so that when you hear a voice, you can also judge that voice that is speaking to you by the word. It's not easy for Satan to come and meet me and deceive me, because I know I will judge him by the word. And that's why no gifted person can come anyhow and mess me up. And I can go any length to confirm your gift. Sometimes funny gifts, revelation. Somebody, some years back, somebody came to me in my office and said, thus said the Lord. The Lord said that for the whole of this week, it was on Sunday, the whole of this week, I should not go out with my car. He said, whether it's accident or something like that, that the Lord said I should not go out with my car. So I asked her, so how are you going to take my car? If you are like that, nobody can deceive you. I said, so how am I to be, how are you going to take Waka throughout this week? Make I enter Okada. Enter Molue Abi. I just ask him. I said, okay, thank you very much. Throughout that week, and I used my motto, till the end of the week, nothing happened to me. And I didn't pray. I said, make I confirm the gift of this person. Now I drive and come up from here for the church. He won't punish me. He won't deal with me. I drive and come up from the church. You are taking that your carnality too far. Praise God. Now, those with the gift of prophecy, this is one easy way to judge that prophecy. Thus said the Lord. The Lord say you should do this. Now, message Abi. If you don't do it and you see the person angry with you, no be God talking. I'm telling you now, this is how they take know them. The Lord say you should not go out today. Then he go jam you for market. Hi, Kiru. The Lord say you should not go out. You're going to go out. They are the ones that say, every time I give this pastor a message, you know they do. I give this pastor a message, you know they do. Yo, let me what you say you hear. Hey, talk and go away now. You have finished your ministry. Your own is to talk. My own is to obey and enjoy it or disobey and face the consequence. And I must confirm your gift. So let me, that thing happen to me, I will respect you forever. Next time you talk, I'm not going to take and play. But if not, you feed the one deal with me. Use prophecy. Thus said the Lord, Pastor. Thus said the Lord, say, you should go to the mountain for this rainy season. Go and stay for mountain. So this God, no fit talk to me for Lagos unless I go mountain. Eh? Thus said the Lord. The Lord said you should go. He's waiting for you in the mountain. Now lie, oh! So this God, no fit talk to me for Lagos unless rain go beat me for mountain. Thus said the Lord. The Lord said you should wait on him 3 days, dry fasting. Holy Ghost fire on you. That is what the devil can do with that gift. Once you see a gifted person give you message and it vex, say you don't do it. Now lie. Now he the cook the thing. He wants to achieve something. Because he couldn't achieve it, he gets angry. I told you that you should not marry this sister. You go marry him, Abi. Then you go see and the verse. Don't talk to me again from today. The Lord say you should not, don't talk to me. From now, don't come to me for prayer. So the Lord say, do you know whether after the Lord spoke to you, you don't go back again, settle down with him? Your own is to talk your own now and go. Stop using your gift to manipulate. Be converted. If not, you use that gift wrongly. The last person now. There is, a message on the screen from Meduguri. Brother Samaila Ali. Shalom, church. How will someone know if he has been baptized in the Holy Ghost? And which one comes first, water baptism or Holy Ghost baptism? Get the message I preach on Sunday. The fruit will let you know you have received the Holy Ghost. The life will show. And then, which one comes first? There's no any other. The house of Cornelius received the Holy Ghost before they were baptized. And so you can receive the Holy Ghost first, and then you go for water baptism. But the truth is, it will lead you to water baptism immediately. For your sins, I mean for your salvation to be complete. Yes.
I want you to clarify me between internal security and predestination. And also, different between grace and mercy. And one thing that I want to say, that he annoyed me concerning your message, that I'm trying to reach out to you, but I did not get you.
Annoy you?
Yes.
I talk something will vex you.
Yes, sir.
I've been waiting for that.
Concerning Judas did not go to hellfire.
Judas?
Yes, that he did not go to hellfire. So I want you to clarify, because on that day, I invite some people to come and listen to the message, but the place was so noisy, and thereafter, either there will be networks, bad signal, this, that, so I have not seen getting the message. So I want you to clarify.
What invention for inside? You want to make Judas stay for inside hellfire?
Sir?
You want Judas to be burning in fire? And then me, I'm saying, you know, go burn for fire. So, now they vex you. I want to know what vex you for.
I want you to clarify me. I want you to clarify me, because I did not get the message that day because of the noise.
No, me, I want to make sure you know vex again.
That's why I want you to clarify me.
So, I want to know what vex you for the matter. So, that next time, I know they vex you again.
That Judas do not go to hellfire.
And you want Judas to go to hellfire.
And no, I don't.
That's why you the vex now. Praise the Lord. You ask so many questions. Eternal security and predestination. It is predestination that guarantees your eternal security. You are eternally secured because your destination was determined before you began. That is the meaning of eternal security, by predestination. Now, grace and mercy. It is the mercy of God that produces grace. You did not merit salvation. There's nothing you worked hard, nothing you did to merit salvation. For while we were yet sinners, he made provision for you already. And said, come, provision. Heaven has been prepared for you. Come. His mercy. And the mercy of God is not easily understood. And in trying to explain the mercy of God, I picked the worst case scenario, which is Judas. And I say, even Judas benefits from God's mercy, because Jesus Christ said, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And I said, two groups of people finished Jesus. There is one that said, crucify him, until they killed him. But Judas, before he was killed, he repented. He said, I have betrayed an innocent man. None of those Pharisees said that. And if those Pharisees were forgiven by Jesus' prayer, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing, why would Judas not be forgiven too? So, I believe that the mercy of God taught Judas too. And remember that there were 12 disciples called by Jesus himself. Jesus called Judas devil. He called Peter Satan. Peter denied his master. Judas betrayed Jesus. And let me tell you that when Herod told Jesus that he has power to free him, he said, you have no power to free me unless the Father give it to you. He said he willingly lay his heart, his life. He willingly. So don't begin to say Judas was the one that killed him. He offered himself to be killed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he did it to for you and for me to be saved. I was only using that to explain the mercy of God. And when you experience that mercy, then you will understand grace. There will be no pride. You will fall in love with Jesus Christ. Your Christian life will be different from those who beat their chest as if they did anything to merit it. And you think you are better than Judas? You are not better than Judas. Do you know that there are murderers? There are murderers, armed robbers, that killed and they come to Christ. And Christ, as long as they repent, Christ will forgive them. Eh? So, are they not killing innocent people? Is Judas, didn't Judas kill innocent Jesus? Why will Judas not be forgiven and an armed robber be forgiven? It's because you don't understand mercy. So don't be angry with me.
Sir,
I'm talking about mercy.
Is it when Jesus have died and go to hell and preach to them before that he was forgiven, or because Judas he killed himself? Because he had no right to kill himself, so he killed himself. Is it when Jesus have died and preached to them, then the saints now resurrect, that is when he have the salvation? Or I don't really understand it.
Can I tell you that in the Old Testament, death was punishment. Correct? Death was punishment. And he was punishing himself for the offense he had committed by killing himself. Let me tell you how to respond to any teaching. Any teaching that has no salvation virtue, don't bother yourself about it. Do you understand? If I'm trying to tell you you have the Holy Ghost, when you know you don't have the Holy Ghost, then you should fight me. But I'm telling you about somebody else, whether he goes or he doesn't go, does it affect your salvation? I'm only trying to make you understand mercy of God. That's all. Whether he go or no go does not affect whether you will go or not. So why are you bothering yourself? That itself, I should be very angry with you. In fact, I'm very angry with you, sir. Can we stand up, church?